This is Humpty and Canty. Weekdays at 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.
But I think, and you mentioned this with Ryan, that there are expectations. I'm not sure he's fully, you know, aware yet of the Jets, you know, fans' expectations for this team. But, at the end of it, it's really going to come down to one person and one person only. And that's going to be Sam Darnold.
The man walking up the steps right now. Yeah. That's who that would be. Yeah, Sam Darnold's going to join us in just a moment. You're right. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on him. But it never, even in his rookie year, it never to me seemed like it was ever too big.
His first throw was a pick six, Dave.
Yeah, and he rebounded. And that was probably their biggest win of the season.
Probably their best game of the season.
Yeah. No, we're not. We're just rehashing what happened last year.
He's waxing poetic.
Waxing poetic. How good you were last year. Sam Darnold joins us. Dave Rothenberg, Rick DiPietro, 98.7 ESPN. We appreciate a couple minutes. We just spoke to your new center. You must be excited about that.
Ryan, huh? Yeah, I could tell. This headset was a little big for me.
That's more of a, but he's got a bit of a bison head. That's a big,
yeah. That's a big man.
Yeah, he said you guys, he was a little pissed leaving too. He said you guys were talking about SC.
That was him, just for the record. Yeah,
I was trying to have him stand up. I was saying to these guys that before you got drafted, right? So we're sitting there trying to break down this draft. McCagan goes from 6 to 3, because we're going to clearly take a quarterback. We heard your name the entire time, right? Like even the year before, it was everyone wants Sam Darnold. So watch you play at USC. I'm like, we want Sam Darnold. But now all of a sudden, you know, Cleveland's going to take a quarterback at 1. I'm like, you know, our luck, they're going to take Sam Darnold. We'll end up getting Baker. Yeah. You fall to us at 3. I'm pumped. We keep getting phone calls. Well, you know, USC cornerbacks and, you know, Mark Sam. I was like, stop it, please. It's case by case. So I was just trying to have him stand up for USC quarterbacks. Yeah. He's like, you know, I didn't play with Sam. I was like, oh, thanks. I get it.
Yeah, no, I mean, there was a lot, you know, there was a lot that was being thrown out about SC quarterbacks in the NFL. And, you know, I look at, you know, some of them and, you know, some of them, you know, I mean, shoot, Mark went to 2 AFC championships. You know, obviously what happened after was whatever it was, but he had a pretty good career in the beginning. And then Carson had a great year. He just, you know, had to battle through some injuries. And, I mean, it's not even a thing, I don't think, but,
You've heard the rumble.
I've definitely heard it. And, you know, I think that's just kind of a coincidence.
Go ahead.
No, I was just it speaks to, and I'm a Jets fan, and you know, unless you're a Mets fan, is that we like to be miserable. So we're always pessimistic before we're optimistic. And I think you did last year. I mean, you made Jets fans believe that you're the real deal, and now everyone's. I mean, in a season where you guys won 4 games, you couldn't. I mean, every Jets fan you talk to now couldn't be more excited for the season. Couldn't be.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, to win 4 games and have people talking like that, you know, it's. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but, you know, I think for us, it's really awesome to have expectations of greatness. And, whenever there's that buzz and all that, you know, circulating the building and circulating this team, I think it's always a good thing. And with the energy in the building right now, the positive vibes, everything that's going into this team and, this offense, the defense, even special teams, man, guys are flying around having fun at practice. You know, it's going to be fun to see where we can bring this team and how many wins we're going to have at the end of the year. I think it'll be special.
Sam Darnold joining us here, 98.7 ESPN. How different, just from you, not from a team standpoint, but from you, how different has rookie training camp in the NFL been to the beginning of second year in the NFL training camp?
Different, a little bit different. You know, I think for me, it's just, and I say this all the time now, but with the guy, just knowing the guys, you know, understanding who the guys are, the personalities on the team. Stepping into the huddle and feeling like I know everyone, you know, it's a different feeling, and it definitely helps too. I mean, I feel like I have a better grasp, you know, on the offense right now. You know, it's really my second year learning a new offense, and so I feel like I know how to go about learning an offense and what I need to learn first and all that stuff. And you know, after OTAs, I had a great summer of learning and going through the playbook. So. It was a really good deal, you know, just, I love the offense so far. We're going fast, up tempo. Guys are making plays, flying around out there. So it's been really fun also to compete with that defense, man. That defense flies around. Greg's got them playing at a high level. And it's fun to compete with them.
You look like you're in great shape. Anything you did differently this offseason than in the past?
Yeah. You know, I think, well, I was getting ready for the combine and the pro day and all that stuff. And, it's hard, man. You know, that rookie season, really that rookie off season, I was just saying it at the podium. They all said that, you know, they feel like my arm's in better shape and they feel like I'm throwing it a little harder. I was just telling them, you know, I felt like during the off season last year, I had to be in peak performance for the pro day.
Yep.
Cause I had to be at my best for that. And even for the combine as well. Whereas going into the second year, my only focus was being in peak performance for training camp going into the year. And I think there's something to be said for that, you know, just and knowing also what it takes to get my body ready for a 16-week season. So going into the second year, I feel like obviously I'm not a vet yet, but I definitely feel like I'm kind of getting to that level where I know what to expect. And it's a good feeling, and I definitely feel like I'm ready to play this season. I'm ready to, you know, win some games.
You're confident. You should be. You had a terrific rookie season, year two starts. Is there one thing that you look at in your game that you say, you know, that's the one thing I need to improve on the most coming into year two?
Decision-making. I think just being fast, understanding when a play's over, especially first and second down. I think I did a better job of it the last few weeks of the season. Just understanding when, you know, to not even dirt it, but just, you know, get rid of it and get
live
it to
see another day, huh?
But also get it to a back. You know, those backs are open. Whoever the check down is, the check down might be my back. It might be my, you know, number two receiver out there. Just getting it down, especially on first and second down, just understanding when the play's over. You know, if we don't get exactly what we want on first and second down and we're taking a shot, just check it down, you know, and staying manageable down in distances. I think that's just it. And then another huge thing is penalties. We can't have penalties, can't shoot ourselves in the foot, because, you know, holding's obviously 10 yards, and it's tough to come back from that. You know, false starts on third downs, they're hard to come back from. So it's about staying in manageable down in distances and not shooting ourselves in the foot.
Jets quarterback Sam Darnold joins us here on the show. Sam, what was it? So, again, I mean, we had this conversation going back and forth when the season started. I mean, tough spot. I mean, like you mentioned, going through the combine and everything else. Then all of a sudden you just thrust in action. You got that Monday night game. And then, I mean, you guys played, what was it? I mean, three games in 11 days or something crazy like that. You're trying to earn a new playbook. But then you go down with the foot and you come back and you're one of, I mean, you're one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL when you come back. What was it about? Was it just getting to watch Josh play? Was it kind of just taking a step back and mentally, you know, relax a little bit? What was it that kind of clicked for you?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of those two things. Definitely watching Josh helped me a lot, because throughout the year he would keep saying, you know, what I need to do in walkthrough and what I need to be doing in the meetings to get ready for the game, and how I need to command the huddle and the walkthrough and in practice. And I would just nod my head like, okay, I got it, you know, I'll do that. And then all of a sudden I get hurt and I actually get to watch him in the walkthrough and see what he's actually talking about. And I'm like, oh, like that's what you meant when you said take command of the huddle. And in the walkthrough, you know, if I don't feel like I get everything, stop it, make him redo the play, and, you know, just kind of make it yours. And because as a quarterback, you got to be on it, you know, in walkthrough, in the games, because all that stuff translates. It translates to the game. So just being on it and understanding, you know, and watching Josh. But also being able to take a step back. You know, I had some family stuff that went on right after I got hurt, and I felt like, you know, it sucked that I got hurt, but honestly, it was the right time, I thought. You know, it was good to take a step back, and when I came back, I felt fresh, ready to go, and, you know, I played a little bit faster, I thought, mentally.
How important is the veteran quarterback who's seen it all and been through it all for a young guy like you? Was that really to have Josh to be able to rely and watch him and learn from him last year really vitally important?
It was huge, man. I can't speak highly enough of Josh. You know, he taught me a lot on the field, but I think the most he taught me was off the field. You know, just to be a great dad, you know, a great husband. You know, he's just a great dude. So just being able to talk to him and get to know him as a guy, I think he taught me the most there.
It's always nice, right? Like, and it's not even what they teach you sometimes. It's just having someone to listen. That's
right.
Been through it. Like, you know, you get one of those situations, like if you're mad at the offensive coordinator or something, just to bounce things off, because he's been through a lot of the same situations as you've been through. So, you know, the other guy that you guys signed this offseason that everyone's fired up about is Lev Bell, and you mentioned checking the ball down. I mean, there's no one probably better in the business at that position catching the football. I mean, is that going to be something that we see quite a bit this season?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know. Le'Veon's he's a great asset, man. He's a great player. When you see him run out there, you know, guys are missing tackles blatantly. I mean, it's thud, so we're not even taking him to the ground, but sometimes he makes the guy completely miss. You know, if it was touch football, he wouldn't have even been down. So, he's making guys miss out there and he's catching the ball. It's just about continuing to get in a rhythm, you know, continuing to get on the same page with some routes and understanding what he looks for when, you know, if he's checking protection, where he's going to be, you know, where the check down is and all that stuff. So it's just about getting on the same page and It's also nice, though. We have a lot of great guys on offense, you know, great additions. You guys just talked to them. Great additions to the O-line, Kelce, now Ryan. He's been great so far. You know, great additions to the O-line. And then, obviously, you know, some of the guys that we have at receiver are studs, too. And at tight end, we got a couple dudes there. So it's going to be a good year offensively, you know, looking to score some points, put up some numbers, and have fun doing it.
And defensively, I mean, you go up against these guys every day. You talked about Greg Williams, but how good? This defense has a chance, I think, to be really, really good this season.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be dangerous out there. I mean, they're going to fly around, that's for sure, and they're going to make plays, man. They're going to make plays when they're there to be made, and because they have so far in camp. And like I said before, that translates, that correlates exactly with games. So it's really fun to see. And, you know, our guys, especially on the defensive end, are showing a great work ethic out there in practice. And that's pushing us as an offense to continue to get better as well. So it's been fun to just compete against them and to see where Greg has them playing, what level they have, you know, what level they're playing at right now. It's good to see. And, you know, again, like I said, with this offense, you know, with where we're at right now and with where our defense is at, you know, I think, again, we can do some special things.
All right, Sam. I mean, you're not going to be, you know, sitting at home with the playbook every hour of every day.
Here we go.
To shut it down. No, I want to ask a pair of people want to know about
the
guy. I know
they do. They want to know about you.
I am. I'm all ball all the time.
All ball. Well, at least just the post pictures of just you studying the playbook. What do you like to do? So you go home, you get the day off. What does he like to do? What do you like to eat?
Yeah.
Give me some insight.
All junk food. All junk food. You Jets fans should be worried.
There's no way you're in that shape. Stop it.
No. No. I mean, I like to eat good. I mean, that was another huge part of this offseason was eating right. And it's not a certain diet. It's just, you know, making sure I eat clean and got good food in my body. But other things I like to do, I like to binge watch TV, especially if I'm just relaxing because, you know, if I'm lifting weights or playing football, you know, those are both active things, so yep. I'm not doing too much stuff that's active. So I'm just lounging around, watching TV, hanging out with friends.
You're not a video game guy, right?
No.
Good.
That's good. Not a video game guy.
I will play
FIFA every now and then, some NHL. So it's fun doing that stuff. But, you know, if I'm back home, we'll play some beach volleyball as well. So that's one, you know, active thing that I'll do outside of football and working out. So. Yeah, a little bit inside my life, but, you know, not too much.
One more for me, we'll let you go. I want to remind everybody, you're going to be joining the Michael Kay Show on this very station, 98.7 ESPN, every Monday at 5:30, the entirety of the season. The Jets fan, it's been 50 years since they've cut down the net, so to speak. Do you feel how just desperate and badly they want to win?
Yeah, you know, we can feel it. We feel it every game day, even in practice. You know, the fans are awesome. They come out with a certain energy that I've never seen before. From any fan base. So, man, it's awesome to see. You know, they're hungry for wins, and we really feed off of that. And it's really good to see. And, again, they have a lot to look forward to with this offense and with the way this defense is playing. You know, I think we're going to do some special things.
He's a young kid that went to USC.
Yeah.
Was drafted third overall.
Right.
You don't think he's seen what desperation and hunger looks like? When he goes out as a single guy,
yeah.
He knows exactly what it looks like.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
All right.
Sam, we
really gotta get out of here.
Yeah. Welcome to the 98.7 ESPN family. Good luck this year.
All right, thanks, man.
That, of course, is Sam Darnold.
Thanks for listening to Humpty and Canty. Catch them weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.